Thomas A. McKnight, Jr. This, I'm dictating a neurological report on Anna, A-N-N-A, Kirby, K-E-A-R-B-E-Y. Address is 55 Veneto, V-E-N-E-T-O Circle, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-403-9999, ID is XXXXX5109, date of birth 8-18-1953, 69-year-old divorced, registered nurse, as employed registered nurse, insurance is Medicare A and B. Pharmacy is Walgreens-Nord, 530-566-1358. It's addressed to Dr. Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, Edelman, E-D-D-L-E-M-O-N-M-D. Enloe General and Vascular Surgery Clinic, 1600 Esplanade Suite C, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-332-4510, fax 530-893-6988. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of distal neuralgia / neuropathy. Comorbid medical problems, degenerative lumbar disease with history of chronic back pain - treated without improvement in distal neuralgia. Dear Dr. Edelman, thank you for referring Anna Kirby for neurological evaluation and treatment of her neuropathy. New paragraph, she gives an important clinical history of having been diagnosed to have B12 deficiency by Dr. Cavanis. In the past, treated with some but infrequent B12 injections. New paragraph. She gave no additional history of serious ongoing medical illness other than being treated for ADD, it is ADHD, with Adderall for a period of time. She does take rovastatin for dyslipidemia, 20 milligrams daily. New paragraph, she's used a number of medications to modify her pain, including gabapentin, duloxetine, levothyroxine, and fluoxetine in the past. She uses zolpidem at bedtime for her pain-associated insomnia with good benefit. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today shows bilateral palmar-mental responses suggesting some frontal lobe dysfunction, which may correlate with her history of ADD. New paragraph, her general physical examination is normal. Her neurological examination does not demonstrate any loss of bulk, tone, or strength. Her sensory examination is surprisingly preserved without unusual deficits or obvious radicular features. Her deep tendon reflexes are slightly brisk at the patella, preserved at the Achilles, subparagraph. There are no other pathological or primitive reflexes on testing. New paragraph, her ambulatory examination remains entirely fluid and non-ataxic with preserved tandem heel and toe. New paragraph, Roberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph, her cranial nerve evaluation demonstrates normal function with no deficits to visual fields on confrontation. New paragraph, passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular resistance, cog wheeling. Subparagraph, there's no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph, diagnostic impression, clinical history of severe dysthetic distal foot pain, relatively recent onset with a history of subphysiologic B12 levels. Recommendations. For diagnostic purposes, I will complete electrodiagnostic testing on the lower extremities, and we will also perform bipolar needle EMG to exclude any ongoing radicular disease. New paragraph. Laboratory testing will be completed to validate metabolic, nutritional, and other etiology risk factors for her neuropathy. New paragraph. Today we discussed her financial status. I've encouraged her, and she plans on obtaining secondary insurance that would substantially reduce the cost of her testing when this is completed. New paragraph, therapeutic recommendations. I'm going to initiate aggressive B12 treatment, 1 cc, 1,000 micrograms IM daily for the next 12 days, and then twice a week for the next 6 weeks. New paragraph, we will follow her progress and anticipate improvement, hopefully, with a potential for recovery with her clinical history. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns with the results of our testing and further recommendations. And so I respectfully, with my professional signature.